Hello, I'm Mike Montague, and this is Who Moves You, the podcast about real estate and the real estate market in Central and South Central Ontario. New variants of the COVID virus seem to be responsible for the rise in numbers that we've been seeing lately. That and a population that's divided on whether to protect oneself from getting the virus in the first place. Take a scroll through the Facebook or Twitter feeds, and it is clear that people are running out of patience and trust. And at the furthest edges, many continue to spout conspiracy-driven anger and, yes, outright lunacy in some instances about COVID and the safety measures we should be sticking to. At the same time, we are seeing the rollout of the vaccines. Not as quickly as most would like to see, nonetheless, each day we move a bit closer to that point where those vaccinated will outnumber those still at risk of being infected. Beyond that point, the number of new cases is going to begin to drop, and hopefully that takes place this year. And that will permit businesses to resume normal operations, schools to be fully operational once again, and all of us to be able to return to the routines that we left behind that are becoming distant memories now. The pandemic will likely be noted as being the point where the temporary shift to working remotely or working from home became recognized as a realistic alternative to the bricks and mortar office. I expect that shift will continue, and many industries will likely see advantages and find ways to accommodate employees working from home, if not full-time, then in some hybrid form where one works for part of their week at home and another part at the office. Not being geographically tied to a workplace certainly opens up opportunities for where and how we choose to live. If a home office can be functional just as well from the waterfront on Lake Simcoe as it can be from the 14th floor downtown Toronto condo or the Scarborough duplex or the Etobicoke bungalow, and in many cases at less of a cost, people are going to begin taking advantage of those options more and more. This is going to have some influence on real estate markets in many regions around the province. During the pandemic, and even in the year or so prior, we saw high levels of real estate purchase activity throughout Central and South Central Ontario, and this is continuing today with no definite end in sight. Government is champing at the bit to intervene as they feel they need to, although some of their ideas seem to have self-serving undertones to them, as their so-called solutions involve taxing and penalizing those who participate in the purchase and sale of homes as a means of quieting down activity, which does nothing to address the real underlying problem, which is the failure of government to create the measures that would ensure our housing stock levels are in line with the demand for housing. We have an immigration policy in this country that has seen a million new Canadians enter the country every 4 years, yet I don't see where government has done all it needs to ensure that our housing stock keeps pace. Leave commerce and the free trade of homes between buyers and sellers alone, and focus on the real problem, which is supply. Otherwise, you will only create different and possibly bigger issues, as is evidenced in the previous efforts in this regard. What is going to help to balance the market and ease the frenzy in the near term will be many thousands of pent-up potential sellers who have been holding back during the pandemic. Once they feel safe enough to put their homes on the market and allow strangers into their homes to view them, the sudden uptick of listing inventory is going to immediately put an end to the multiple offer and overbid situation that we're now seeing. Another thing I expect we will see in the next few years is a number of the people who bought during the pandemic looking to resell sooner than later. Many who bought during the pandemic did so under the pressure of a market with very limited inventory and high competition for homes. Many who set out with the intentions of buying their dream home will have settled for something less. Watch for a number of them to be looking to make a trade over the next few years. The influx of GTA purchasers coming north to buy is going to continue, so long as GTA home prices remain 40 to 60% higher than those in Barrie and area. They will continue to come, and I expect that price differential isn't going to change anytime soon. Remote working will feed that migration as well. Demand for rental accommodation will remain high as the entry price of home ownership has now hit a point beyond reach for growing numbers. At the same time, more and more home buyers are and will continue looking to offset the high cost of a home by creating second suites within their homes. I am optimistic that one takeaway from all levels of government after the pandemic and real estate surges passed is the great need to encourage, incentivize, and streamline the home building process in Ontario. And we will see, hopefully, a significant increase in building activity and more conversion of underutilized and vacant urban lands to housing, and with added consideration for affordability. Another observation and prediction is that most of us have likely had a shift or a movement of clarity with how we view our homes and the people in our lives. I know myself that the pandemic has prompted an added focus on things like home-based entertaining, home dining, and social gathering. I think as well we are going to invest more into our homes to heighten those experiences as a result. Kitchen renos, rec rooms, outdoor decks and patios, pools, hot tubs, outdoor kitchens, etc. For the first while after the pandemic is over, sure, we're all going to scramble to go shopping and return to the restaurants, but I suspect that surge will give way to the draw of our homes that in many ways have become, to a greater extent, the true center of our lives. Looking ahead, I am confident that Central and South Central Ontario are going to remain great places to invest and to live in the post-COVID years that await us. The draw of our region is only going to see growing numbers of people wanting to call this region home. If a home purchase or sale is in your future, and if you want to count me among the realtors you interview for the job of representing you, give me a call or text me at 705-718-6119. Before you do, you might want to check out the services I provide to my clients. Visit the website whomovesyou.ca for a bit more info. When it comes to showcasing homes for sale and enabling buyers to search for and research properties for sale, I would challenge you to find a better local site than whomovesyou.ca. Oh, and one last thing, and it won't hurt a bit, hit the subscribe button to be sure future episodes of this podcast are waiting for you the next time you open your podcast player. I'm Mike Montague. Thank you for listening to Who Moves You.